Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Isabella Santoro about the Totally Tubular Transformation Art Project in Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview. An art project is returning to the square in Washington. Can you let us know what's going on?
Yes, it's called the Totally Tubular Transformation, and that is because we have these fiberglass water softeners that are in the shape of a tube. We have a lot of those on hand, and they no longer serve a purpose. So normally they'd be thrown in a landfill, but we had this bright idea, if I may say so, and thought, why don't we do kind of like the Herky Statue Project or other similar projects in other cities where we take the tube and paint it, paper mache it, put glitter on it, whatever, the sky is the limit, decorate it however we like, and then display them on the sidewalks around the downtown square. This would be part of a fundraising project where the tubes sell for $20, and those proceeds are split between the Let Center and RAGBRAI. And then anyone who purchases the tube may decorate it. We'll display them during the annual Washington Chamber of Commerce's Gallery Art Walk. And they'll be sold via silent auction, and those proceeds will be split between the artist and the Let Center.
And last year I saw quite an array of the different tubes. One had an ear of corn, and some had kind of garden scenes. Can you kind of highlight a few of those?
Yeah, sure. People got really creative last year. The one that ended up selling for the most dollar amount was a painting of our courthouse here in Washington with sort of a Starry Night theme to it. She'd actually made holes in the tube and put Christmas lights inside, so it looked like there were stars lit up at night. Somebody else did an Egyptian sort of sarcophagus with Egyptian hieroglyphs on it. We had someone make an enormous parrot out of one. One was covered in hundreds, bought maybe even more than 1,000 different beads and pieces of glass into this really cool mosaic pattern. We had someone actually cover it in butterflies that were made out of, she took soda cans and cut them into the shape of butterflies and then spray painted those and the tube so it looked like it was a swarm of butterflies flying over the tube.
So it's not limited to just paint, it can be really three-dimensional.
Yeah, really. In fact, another good example to say really the sky is the limit, we had someone cut one and make two end tables out of it. You could hardly tell it was even a tube to begin with.
Will these be auctioned off again?
This year it'll be a silent auction whereby people can bid on whatever tubes they like via our Facebook page by commenting on under a picture of the particular tube. We're hoping to sell them that way. We'll see kind of how that goes. They'll be displayed during RAGBRAI, so they'll get a lot more viewership, and it'll be 2 weeks rather than the usual one. If that isn't successful or we still have tubes left over, we're planning to live auction them right before the movies on Main Street the following Thursday in the park.
And with RAGBRAI coming to town, it's a great opportunity to highlight some of the local artists.
Yes, indeed. It went from, you know, a very much a local event to possibly 20 to 30,000 people seeing artwork. And the tubes are really just part of it. I have to say this is a collaboration with the chamber where there'll be a lot of more artwork displayed all around the square.
So if somebody's interested in partaking with one tube or a handful of them, how do they sign up?
Right now the procedure is come to Dodici's Coffee Shop on the square in Washington. That's at 120 South Iowa Avenue. And we're open, you know, 7 days a week, and you can purchase your tube there by cash or check. We just ask that you fill out a form and then return the tube by July 7th, and we'll take it from there.
That's been today's Washington Page with Isabella Santoro speaking about the Totally Tubular Transformation Art Project in Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview.